I've got Kimberly Eckert of the Eckert Psychology and Education Center online once again. And as we always do on Wednesdays at this time, we talk parenting moments. And, you know, this is a great month for me being a dad because, you know, Father's Day coming up. And we are actually looking at that topic as well. Hey, Kimberly, how being an involved dad makes kids' lives better.
Absolutely. And so we're looking at the research to see if dads are essential as moms. Last week, we talked about how involved dads result in smarter and more successful kids in school and work.
Yeah.
And this week, we're going to talk about how children who have positively involved dads end up being happier, and they have more friends and better relationships. So we're going to start with happy. So children with positively involved fathers are more likely to be happier and more satisfied with their lives overall. They experience less depression, distress, anxiety, and negative emotions like fear and guilt. Now, I need to give a caveat. Emotions are typical, they're normal, they're God-given, they come and then they go. So our emotional experience is continually changing. But really what this research is pointing to is that the general mood and mental health of children with involved dads is way more positive. And then the second one is that having more friends and better relationships comes from having a positive relationship with dads. So children whose fathers who were involved had better social skills. They tended to be better liked by their peers, and they had fewer conflicts with their friends. So they also were more likely to grow up to be tolerant and understanding, have more positive interactions with their siblings, have supportive social networks made up of long-term close friends, adjusted well to college, both personally and socially, and that in the future, children who had positively involved dads as kids ended up having more successful marriages, being more satisfied with their romantic partners in the middle of their lives, and overall had more intimate, close relationships. So once again, Les, isn't it great to be a dad?
And I love hearing all this data. It supports me.
It absolutely, and that just every time that you choose to spend time with your girls makes a huge difference in their future as well as their present. And so I wish all the fathers out there a wonderful Father's Day this coming Sunday, and I would love to say Happy Father's Day to my own dad and thank him from the bottom of my heart for being such a positive, kind, loving, and involved dad.
Yeah, I would say the same to my dad as well as we continue to grow in our relationship. Kimberly, you know what? Father's Day is coming. Of course, as you mentioned, summer right around the corner. What is happening down at your center for summer? What's going on?
Well, summer, we're still open. We're here to provide support to families who would like to continue with counseling, or maybe they need a learning assessment to help their child with programming plans for the fall. Again, they can reach us through eckertcenter.com at our website and send us an email, and we'd be happy to let them know what services that we do have. Or if you're preparing for the fall, just to let you know that I will be continuing with my book club, which is an interactive time with other moms and dads who want to build strong mental health for themselves and their children.
Get more information about the Eckert Center when you go to eckertcenter.com. Kimberly, have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yes, happy Father's Day, Les.
Thank you so much.